We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
$40,000. Lastly, the board approved a $60,000 exterior improvement grant and a $30,000 retail tenant improvement grant for a three-story mixed-use building at 409 South Main Street. The property has housed a variety of tenants, including Puck Food Hall. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Andy Ashby.
The Lake District mixed-use project in Lakeland continues to gain momentum 3 years after bankruptcy. A site plan has been approved for a new 121-room Hilton LiveSmart Hotel on 2.35 acres at the development's northwest corner. The new hotel will be Lakeland's second. The city tore down two crime-riddled hotels, the Relax Inn and an Econo Lodge, on the north side of Interstate 40 a couple of years ago, leaving only a Super 8 by Wyndham on Huff and Puff Road. Crystal Townsend, general manager of the nearby Frost Bake Shop, looks forward to the hotel being built, as well as the townhomes that should get restarted later this year, saying once they get everything completed, it will definitely bring more traffic into the suburb. For Michael Waddell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. We in the city of soul. We got a soul brother number one up in here.
Oh, come on.
DeMarcus.
What's up, brother?
City of Memphis, the arts and culture czar.
That's what they call me.
I like that term, czar.
I like czar.
Yeah.
I've really grown to appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, is that your official title? That's what they call you in the streets.
My official title is Director of the Office of Creative and Cultural Economy, but yes. Czar is about policy, and so I guess I'm him too.
Well, how'd I get Czar? Because I've seen that written down.
Yeah, my guy over at Daily Memphian named me the art czar.
The czar. Well, you know, czar rhymes with star, and you're definitely a star. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. What's going on with arts and culture in the sector at the city of Memphis?
Yes, sir.
The impact globally. So we're gonna play a little bit more music. We're gonna hang out with DeMarcus, and you sent me a few little tracks. So I got a surprise for you too.
Oh, okay.
I didn't prime the surprise, but I went ahead and one of the songs you suggested, I upped the ante. I got a remix.
Hey, I can't wait.
All right, we can get to some more music. Gonna hang out. We got DeMarcus, Nervous Wreck Radio, Big Bizzle, Blue Bland. Happy Friday, my goodness. Happy Friday. A whole lot's going on this weekend. Can't wait to see you at some of these great events. I'm gonna be on these streets, but I'm tired. Thank you. All kinds of Memphis magic happening outside the window. All right, look, just we playing this and everybody's feeling good. You know, that's what we do. You inspired me with the song you chose. I said, let me give you one more.
And you killed that.
Well, Memphis Magic, Carmion just waved in the window. Somebody else was waving in the window. People are just happy. It's a beautiful Friday.
Beautiful.
And we in the beautiful land, Memphis, Tennessee. DeMarcus is here.
Most beautiful land in the world.
Absolutely. I got a little Friday trivia for you.
Okay.
You know that scene in Boys in the Hood, where the saxophone is blaring and Ricky's running.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know who's playing that saxophone, right?
Is that Kirk Whalen?
That's Kirk Whalen. Wow. Little Memphis
I
magic.
I never play. Knew.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Memphis is everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so this is Kirk Whalen we're listening to right now. Yeah, I know, right? Those horns are following you. And you can hear that tone. That tone, that's the same. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's the same horn, but it came from the same man.
Yeah.
And this is Kirk Whalen. This is Kirk Whalen and Wendy Moten.
Mm-hmm.
Singing one of my all-time favorites, All I Do Is Think About You. Memphis, all we do is think about you. We're here. You can text us now, 901. Hold on. It's been a while since I've said the number. Hold on. 460-3031. DeMarcus is here. I didn't have to look at anything, but I just almost gave y'all my home number. It's not too far off. So don't call my mom and talk to her.
Don't be calling mama.
You keep walking by, I'm gonna invite you in the studio, Carmion. It's Friday. We're gonna have a good time. Kirk Whalen is gonna be playing Sunday here at Crosstown Theater with Kenneth Whalen the third, his nephew. Our very own Jim Spake will also be accompanying with several other Memphis special guests and legends. So I'm just talking about, you know, how Memphis and music and culture and family.
Yes, sir.
D-Monet at the Five Fridays Jazz tonight. Yes. That's my cousin. I'm
Memphis
excited
Public
for her.
Libraries, Hooks Library.
Absolutely. We're going to do the story circle with the big we at Stax today. We're going to be telling stories about music. I'll be joined by James Alexander, Hit Kid, and a lot of other special people. And you can come and tell your story about how music and Memphis have impacted you. So, DeMarcus, what the...
Sonya Coleman out here.
Uh-oh. I haven't met her acquaintance yet.
Another visual artist.
Fantastic. So, DeMarcus, we're here to talk about what's going on in the sector and the city.
Man.
Tell me what's going on. I just dropped my own little calendar of things going on.
I love it, man. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Live music, essentially, is what we're all about. So, you know, the mayor really was wanting to push an initiative to celebrate the fact that Memphis is one of those rare cities in the world that has 365 days of live music. And so with this Music Live 365 initiative that we've launched in February, we're just really trying to amplify that, celebrate it, and really promote not only the artists, but our venues, and just a live calendar every day of the year.
Absolutely. And how can the public participate in this work? How can they engage? How can they interact?
Yeah, I mean, in addition to following City of Memphis on our regular social media channels like Instagram, Facebook, X, and LinkedIn, just tag in to any of the live music calendars. WYXR has a concert calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's dope. And it's stacked, so I appreciate y'all.
Well, Robbie, it's Robbie's labor of love.
Robbie, good looking at Robbie. We also have Where's the Music Memphis, Chris Duncan's labor of love. We have other folks like the Memphis Flyer, Arts Memphis promotes a live calendar. And so, you know, just really tag in because, you know, we got a lot going on here.
Well, you know, I noticed, you know, before the pandemic, it was nothing for me on a Friday night to go on Facebook or Eventbrite and be able to find stuff. And then some kind of way, when things started going virtual, it got muddied and weird. And it's just not a reliable way to really understand what's going on. And I'm somebody that, you know, not a weekend goes by that someone doesn't text me saying, JB, what's the move tonight? What's going on? Where you at? And I'm like, man, I've been promoting a party all week.
So
have you not been paying any attention?
Yeah.
Do not text my phone. Don't even come. And I'm not joking. That's my actual personality coming out. DeMarcus, I'm not operating in good faith. I've not done good housekeeping. For people who've never met you, I'm so privileged that I get to see you and collaborate with you and work with you and socialize and break bread with you all the time. Can you tell a little bit of your story and the work that you're doing and how it impacts our community?
Absolutely. So I come to this work. I'm the director of the Office of Creative and Cultural Economy, like I said before, for the city of Memphis. And I started in October 2024 under Mayor Young's initiative to really promote a thriving arts and culture ecosystem for the city, starting with, you know, supporting and investing in and advocating for our artists and creatives. So our artists include individuals, it includes our cultural organizations who are often, I say, a lot the front lines of defense, like WIXR, making sure people have access to artful experiences. Then we have our community, our residents, who are the most important staple, our visitors who come and, you know, witness the incredible cultural scene of Memphis. But then also those that we have our creative entrepreneurs who are often left off out of the conversation when we're talking about the arts and culture ecosystem. And so mixing that with cultural policy, our intent is to really make Memphis rise together, as Mayor Young announced earlier this year. So
absolutely, you know, we had an assembly at the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. You were on a panel, and it was really inspiring for me, just to take a break from my day and the things that are going on here at the station and at Crosstown that I get to see and touch every day, and just see all the different people in the sector all in one place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've done some larger assemblies, you know, some talk backs and that kind of thing over the past couple of years that you've been here and involved in the work. But there was something different about this last one where it felt like just the right people were in the room and you could pinpoint the people who are doing the work and actual change makers.
Yeah.
And maybe I met that experience in that room at the right time in my own journey as an arts administrator, to understand the assignment. I think, you know, I left feeling so much higher and taller. And I think a lot of that is due to your commitment, and, you know, seeing the things that have fallen in place and being able to, walk around and see other, you know, program directors at various entities around town or other executive directors. And, you know, we know each other, we know each other's work, and we're more familiar with what one another does, and know each other by face and can sit and commiserate sometimes, but also collaborate and grow. I think that we do owe you just a great thank you and a lot of appreciation. I know it's not work that you're doing alone,
absolutely,
but you are one of those people that have at least convened a lot of us so that we are not sitting in the rooms or passing each other by and not talking about our work in a valuable way, where we can have that exchange.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that shout out. But I also have so many collaborators, like you said, who are doing amazing work, whether it's at the philanthropy level or in media. And so I think I have the privilege of, you know, in my first year in this role, of just meeting hundreds and hundreds of people who are just building in separate spaces. And it wasn't because they wanted to build in silos, but it was just, we were all building, just actively doing our work. And so it's just my privilege to sit in spaces and to be able to convene. That was a New Memphis brought us all together for that panel conversation. It was me, Rachel Knox at the Hyde Family Foundation, my colleague Elizabeth Rouse of Arts Memphis, that, you know, got to just really talk about how this year in particular is a big year. So many anniversaries, so many openings in the arts and culture ecosystem.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, it's a privilege to see that. But I also really take it seriously, and I don't take it lightly, to advocate for the artists who are building, who have been building and trying to make their careers thrive here, and making sure that their voices are represented in those spaces too. And so I think we're all doing our part, and so it's nice to see.
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking quite some time now. I'll give some people a little break from our voices, and I know they don't necessarily want to take a break from the wonderful voice of Miss Wendy Moten, Memphis's own. But I do, before we get off the mic and we get into the next song that you have set up for us, I do want to shout out two things. You mentioned Rachel and Elizabeth, and those are two people who, you know, if you're not in this work, you may not see. And I want to make sure that they're acknowledged for all the great work that they're doing as well to support our arts organizations. So if you enjoy music and you enjoy dance and you enjoy theater and you enjoy visual art and all those many things here in Memphis, you have these people to thank, these people who we are naming, who are a lot of times behind the scenes they're helping us to find the funding. They're helping us to connect. They're helping us to grow. They're helping us to tell our story, which is another big thing. I just got back from South by Southwest. We're telling a story about how Memphis is a city that can support and sustain all of this incredible work. And that is valuable beyond what most people, if you don't travel and go to some place, there are some really boring places to you know, we get a bad rap often about some of the true challenges that we have in our community that we shouldn't necessarily try to, you know, sweep under the rug.
Yeah.
It's a yes and thing. Yes, absolutely, we have those challenges, but we also have all this incredible hope in our community.
And beauty.
We, you know, we can be a caravan to share these stories and to share the actual work. And people see the faces and they recognize that, then they want to come to Memphis and experience that too. And they may be more willing to provide support in those areas where we also need some growth.
That's DJ Bizzle Blue Band.
That part. And I also, the last thing I want to say is, to, as you mentioned, there are so many anniversaries. Yeah. We're celebrating 5 years. The Shell is celebrating 90. I think the Orpheum is having a big...
120.
Oh, my goodness. And so I do want to, you know, give a big happy birthday to all those milestone anniversaries, to all of our friends and family in the Memphis arts community. All right, back into some music. DeMarcus is here. We're hanging. Happy Friday. Thinking, baby, about you, Memphis. 901-460-3031. You can text it now. Tell us, hey. WYX on 91.7 FM. I'm waiting on your text. I want to talk to you. That's one of my favorite things to do is text. DeMarcus Suggs in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask you if you're ready for this remix.
I'm so ready. I can't wait to hear what this is.
All right. You don't even have a clue, huh?
I'm guessing it's gonna be Billy.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
All right, well, we're gonna do it like this. This is not Caribbean Queen. This is a record I found in Denver.
Okay.
Called African Queen.
What? incense, bathroom stalls. Why sell my soul when I know I'm God? I be in the bag, levitating, doing many things, showing me, girl, get up. Taking on all confrontation, limitation, showing me, girl, get up. Somehow I know that everything is mine. All that industry plant whack, I see it on the blogs, I see you in the chats. You suck every rap from the back, but what's the agenda when the it girl black? Y'all can't fathom that I worked this hard, and y'all can't fathom that I earned this chart. Y'all can't stand my vibe cause I'm anointed. All y'all evil ass just annoying. Blame it on the fame, blame it on the, blame it on the douce. Got you feeling low. Y'all wanna believe I'm on drugs and forsaken. They won't credit me, so they blame it on Satan. Blame it on my label, blame it on my team. End of the day, everything is on me. Miss Bag Lady, little messiah, little miss higher them, then fire them. I be in the bag, levitating, doing many things, showing me, girl, get up. Taking on all confrontation. I'll address it on the album. For now, let's sink into the fact that hate don't make you powerful. Y'all monitoring spirits, go monitor that checkbook. Fashion week was radical, diamonds what my neck took. Tried to turn the other cheek, but y'all just too damn extra. I had to take it to the stew and show these pressure. Father forgive them, they gon' be hurt when I deliver. The album's 6 months old and need a babysitter. I did 8 years of failing, plus a lot of cold winters. Used to be a starving artist, now I want the whole dinner. I want my things. Nissan to a Bentley coupe, cute me. Got a cosign from K-Dot. She's baby key. God keep me from the bitterness. Help me reach the masses. All the black women gon' fit in. Being back at the thing, doing meditation. Girl, get up. Taking on all confrontation. Limitation, in the girl, get up.
On misery, left me alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You wanna last? Be the first to blast. Remember Cato? No longer witness, see deceits. Call on the sirens. Seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me? So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many peers and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And the world cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well, I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many peers and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze, see this tangerine influence, think they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies,
so I could see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, she's a product good as poison. I'm hearing noises, think you know my boys. Can't take no more, I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears, Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears. So many tears and shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Robbie just texted and said, what's up, DeMarcus?
Hey, what's up, big dog?
Love with me. Love is all. He a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, I just I heard that song the other day. I was at the Weeknd of all places.
Okay.
And everybody started getting activated. I said, all right, you know, this was a bop that y'all liked. The lady next to me says, I don't even know what this is. I just can't. I like the groove. I don't know what it is.
Who is I? Pharrell, JT?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, baby, I had this up under my Christmas tree in 2002. I guess that told my age. But anywho. Demarcus Suggs in the building.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. All the way in Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land. Come on now. Come on now. Take us back. Do you ever had a good Easter speech?
Ooh, I was the worst at Easter speeches.
Oh, okay.
I let my friends shine and lose.
Understood. I just was the other day. I was thinking about, you know, every day for me is almost like a different Easter speech.
Yes.
I had to work myself up to get the nerve. But bless it. Demarcus, thank you again for coming by. Thank you for representing the city of Memphis so well.
Thanks for having me, bro.
The capital C of capital M, Memphis. You know, I have to specify when we talk about the office.
Yes, sir.
The officer is in the building. What else can we look forward to, Demarcus, coming up?
Yeah, well, in addition to our Music Live 365, y'all stay tuned with us on that. We have an Artist Inc. We have a collaboration with Mid-America Arts Alliance, where we are teaching business skills for artists and creatives on April 18th and 19th. And so we have about seven spots left. So if y'all want to get in on that, please, creatives, sign up. Come to memphistn.gov and sign up.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be an amazing weekend, and we're going to usher it in really good.
Yeah.
Feeling like spring outside. I'm going to go ahead and play a summer song. No, how about that? Demarcus, thanks so much. We'll see you out in the field, my
see
man.
You, sir. Appreciate right. you.
Thank you.
This is the song of our love. I've been blessed by the heavens above. I can't believe that this is real. I've never felt the way you make me feel.
Yeah.
Everything was dreary until that day. You brought heaven in your own special way. And if I ever thought that you would leave,
I'd be right
there. Yeah.
Don't let that waste
remember what's behind you.